President Trump's new travel restrictions go into effect later this month. The latest set of rules apply to travelers from 8 countries. They may have to undergo tougher screening and vetting requirements or could be banned from traveling to the U.S. altogether. Previous versions of Trump's policy have sparked protests and heated debate this year, but the kind of restrictions at the center of it all can be traced back as far as the 19th century.
At the end of the 19th century, there was the biggest global migration in history, essentially. And the United States was one of the major destinations because it was an industrialized nation.
Maddalena Marinari is assistant professor of history at Gustavus Adolphus College in Minnesota. She says when immigrants from Italy, Eastern Europe, and China started to move into the country in big numbers, the U.S. government responded with new rules.
The very first restrictions were against Chinese, and so almost all Chinese were excluded from 1882 to 1943. And so once legislators took care of the yellow threat, as they called it, they switched their attention to Italians and Eastern European Jews. So up until 1882, there are virtually no regulations, but then there is a series of legislation that start defining who is a desirable immigrant. And so, for example, class became an issue, disability, if you committed a previous crime, all these things that now we know and we take for granted as part of the immigration system were created specifically targeting these immigrants at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. By 1917, we have a literacy test, which everyone thought would stop Italians in particular from coming in.
But it
didn't work because this test took a while to pass. It took about 20 years. Literacy rates actually went up in Italy because that's a way that the Italian government was trying to respond to this form of restriction.
So it
did not work.
it's fascinating. So the Italian government actually kind of got their head around these literacy tests and helped their people to prepare for them, essentially. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So the Italian government was, and it was not the only one, but the Italian government was probably the most proactive. The moment the U.S. Congress started debating restrictions targeting Southern and Eastern Europeans, they immediately passed a new immigration law. They passed stricter requirements to apply for some of this documentation that the United States required for immigrants to come in. They provided education. So Italy was truly committed to trying to fulfill the requirements the United States had. And in the end, it actually didn't work. Mm. Not only the harder the Italian government tried, the more restrictionist politicians said, see, they're interjecting with our political system. They only have their immigrants' priorities in mind. Hence, they need to be restricted. And in fact, despite the efforts of the Italian government, it didn't work. By 1924, the United States passed a really strict immigration law that introduced a quota system that heavily penalized Italians. And so it actually reduced the immigration from Italy to a trickle.
Maddalena, I got to confess, I'm a bit of a history nerd, and I read a book a few years back about a young Italian immigrant named Maria Barbella. You may know the story. She'd killed a man who'd raped her and ended up being sentenced to death. She'd have been the first woman, in fact, sent to the then newly invented electric chair, but miraculously a noblewoman threaded the needle of double jeopardy, got her retried and freed. But that whole story suggested to me a different treatment of immigrants, even a different set of laws for some immigrants at the turn of the century. And Italians at the time just seemed, frankly, slightly better than blacks from the South. Does that accurately lay out what was going on?
Definitely. White immigrants, Italian immigrants, definitely were not as discriminated as immigrants of color, for example, or African Americans in the South. But what's interesting in this case is how they were trying to regulate, restrict Italian immigration echoed a lot of the same measures. So, for example, the literacy test that was borrowed from the South, where they were using the literacy test to disenfranchise African Americans from voting, essentially. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of overlap. But once they were in the U.S., I think they did fare better than other minorities.
So you're a historian. You spent a lot of time looking back at all these policies. Today, what lessons are you taking away? What occurs to you?
Well, historically, a lot of these provisions were laws. But what worries me about the ban is that these are executive orders. And so in a way, they're a lot more unpredictable and unstable because every new administration could keep changing their provisions, essentially.
Maddalena Marinari teaches history at Gustavus Adolphus College. She's written about all of this for us. You can find it at our website, pri.org.